Earlier this week, MPs representing Magui County of Eastern Equatoria State in the National Legislative Assembly said a conflict was looming in the area following a large influx of cattle from Jongole Estate. The lawmakers say the situation is affecting the livelihood of the local community. Otim David Okot, Agoro community leader in the National Legislative Assembly, says the cattle, which number into the thousands, are destroying farms in Magui County. He says the cattle belong to powerful military leaders and senior administration officials. Okot says pastoralists are transporting cattle from Bor using motorboats and long trucks, then offload the animals in Magui with impunity.
It means these are not normal cattle herders. These are sophisticated people with a financial muscle and very powerful. The owners, and we have been already notified about 50 or so cattle camps that in Agoro Boma of Magui County, even in muddy areas of Greater Pagheri, some of these cattle camps belong to senior political and military officials in this government. That's why we are bringing this attention to His Excellency the President to investigate this.
Asked to comment on the matter, South Sudan People's Defense Force spokesman Major General Lul Rai Kwong had this to say.
I cannot even comment on individual issues. Those are whether there are powerful generals or powerful politicians. They are owning cows as individuals. They are not keeping those cows as a property of the military. And therefore, I'm not in a position to comment.
Okot did not name the politicians or military leaders he accused of grazing their cattle in Magui County, but says they have found a safe haven under President Salva Kiir's government. He says the Acholi community is angry and warns if the matter is not addressed quickly, it could lead to conflict. MP Beatrice Abe, who also represents Magui County in the National Parliament, says the cattle must go.
The intention is not to respect any order. The intention is not to respect anybody's right. The intention is just to dominate and settle. So the way now they are coming even with families, even with what they are coming to displace our people. Not only displaced people, even denying them livelihood, their farming activities. So that is very clear. For us, we want the cows to leave our land. We want the cows to go.
Okot says he understands there is a crisis in Bor due to widespread flooding. He says the pastoralists can stay in Magui until December on the condition that they desist from harassing residents and destroying farms of the host community. Boboya James of the Institute for Social Policy and Research in Juba says to prevent conflict in Magui County, farmers and pastoralists should talk face to face.
It's important for a high-level dialogue to be organized so that the Madis and the Cholis are able to sort of bring their voices, including what they think needs to be done in order for coexistence to be created between those communities, because some of the cattle keepers there might stay there for a while before going back to the area. Some of the cattle keepers are not even willing to be thinking about going away.
Jamie says several rounds of discussions in the past resulted in a number of resolutions aimed at enhancing peaceful coexistence between the different communities of Madi, Acholi and the Dinka pastoralists, but none of them have worked.
The reason why this problem is so escalating significantly is because they have been instigated and influenced by politicians and military generals in Juba to continue doing whatever they are doing. So they have a backup in the central government in Juba. And the problem is, because they have a backup, the local government, the absence of local governments on the ground, the absence of the state government in terms of possibly responding to addressing the problem, has actually increased anxiety and increased fear and also increased the tension in the two communities.
Jamie suggests the two communities work with the government to set up a neutral court to resolve dispute between the farmers and pastoralists before they turn violent. For VOA News, I am Dimo Silva Aurelio in Juba.